What you are about to hear is Viola Spolin, author of Improvisation for the Theater, reading and discussing the aspect of her work known as space. In this tape, she will conduct spacewalk exercises in which you will be able to participate, either by yourself or in a group.
Spacewalks and related exercises are organic ways of perceiving, sensing, and experiencing the space around us as an actual dimension. As water surrounds and supports marine life, space substance surrounds and supports us. And there's enough space for all. Each in his own space will allow others their space. Walk around to get familiar with the area in which you're walking around, which we will call space. Feel your body walking through the space and consider the space as some unknown substance. Now feel your body walking through the space and feel it with your whole body, not just your hands. Think of your hands as extensions of your brain. And that will often give you a clue how busy your head is. And keep your hands as part of a whole. And allow the space to flow through you. Really get the sense of the space flowing through you. And you flow through the space. Try to get the feeling of flow. It's not a deliberate walk. When you're walking deliberately, what you're doing actually is you're using your head. But we don't need to use our head. We're trying to get into the body. So you allow the space to flow through you, and you flow through the space. Now feel the difference between walking into the space and flowing through the space. That's a feeling that, of course, mostly dancers get. But we can have it too. Just let it flow through you, and you flow through this unknown substance. Now feel the space. We're trying to do everything without the head. Observe when your head interferes and analyzes for you. And what's this for? And what is she doing that for? And why do I have to do this? Oh, it's for this reason. Oh, it's for that reason. Try to empty the head of all those little goodies. Feel the space against your cheek. Literally try to feel it. If you don't, that's all. You just don't. Nothing more than that. Now feel your body's shape again, moving through the space. Now feel the space with your back. Keep your eyes open. Now don't force it, just go through it. Now feel the space on your face again. Now when you think you do feel it, let the space feel you. And that should give you a little ping. Let the space feel you. Let the space inside your mouth Now feel the space inside your head. Now let the space feel you. Put space where your eyes are. Again, don't think of that. I don't know how to say it. Don't put space where your eyes are. Keep your hands part of the whole. Some of you are feeling the space with your hands. You've got to feel them with your hands. You have to feel it with your whole body. Be aware of how often your hand displaces part of a whole and fragments you. Create fragmentation. You're trying to get a unified body and a unified space. Put space where your brain is. Just space. Your head's nothing but space. Okay, shake up the space. Now, don't shake yourself. Shake the space. Again, try not to do it just with your hands, your whole body. Shake the space. Go into it with your head, your back side, your side. Really get into your space. Your whole body. Try to get your whole body in the space. Get into your head. Shake it up! More. Much more. Much more. Much more. Much more. Add sound. More! More! Okay, let's walk around again. Now, every time you can, without being side-coached, try to get that feeling of flowing through the space instead of walking through it, or walking into it. Let the space flow through you, and you flow through the space. Don't give yourself a rhythm. Don't give yourself any direction at all. Try to get as mindless as the empty space in your head. Your body is much older than your head. Knows a great deal. Now, as you walk along and see if you can get the space through you, and you through the space, watch your hands, keep your hands part of your body. Those of you who are accustomed to using your hands find it very difficult, but try. Just paste them to the side of your side. All right, now go inside. And feel the parts of your body you are holding. Locate the parts of your body you are holding. Locate the parts of your body that feel thick. Feel your neck, through your shoulders, now go up and down your spine and try not to go up and down your spine with your head. Don't see your spine. It's not easy what you're being asked to do, but try, that's all you can. Make an effort. Now go up and down your spine. Now feel your inside with your inside, not your head telling you how you feel. With your very own inside, feel. Again, that's not an easy side code. Feel your pelvic area. Take note, but don't do anything about it. And don't not do anything about it. Now, as you walk, you are your soul's support. You're holding yourself together. You're holding your face together. The features on your face, you're holding together. You're holding your arms on, your fingers on, your arms, your toes on your feet. Now feel, actually go to these parts, as I call them, and feel that you are holding them there. You and you alone are holding your whole body together. And if you didn't hang on to yourself, you'd fall apart to a thousand pieces, or maybe 5,000 pieces. You'd be shattered. Now, let the space support you. Let the space support your fingers and your toes. The space where your eyes are, let the space support it. Let the space support your shoulders, your neck. Let space support your upper lip. Now get the whole feeling of letting the space support you. Your face, your nose, your ears. Right now, you are your own support. You change. You are your soul support. You're supporting your eyes and your ears and your teeth and your chest. You're supporting yourself and your neck. You're your soul's support. You are your soul's support. Change. Let the space support you. Now you're your soul's support. Really support yourself. There's nobody else but you. You are supporting yourself. Your neck. Your shoulders, your belly, your feet, your head, you are supporting it. Okay, normal walk. As long, again, that the space through you, you go through the space, let the space support you. You won't fall apart. You're not supporting yourself. So stay whole. Let the space support you. Now take a ride on your own body. Your body is a vehicle. And as all drivers, riders, they don't have to do anything. They just sit back in their vehicle and view the scenery around them. Okay, take a ride on your own body and enjoy! Now you've got a vehicle to support you. Okay, enjoy the experience and view the scenery around you. And as you walk around, see something. Take a moment to see something. Now again, try not to intellectualize it. Try not to analyze it. Try not to figure out what's going on. Just see something. Literally see something. If you're close to where there's something growing, try to see that. A tree, a flower. If not anything that you wish that's around. Now really see it. Now, the moment you see it, let it see you. Did you get a little perk? No. All right, keep going. Take a ride on your own body. Now, once again, see something. You can look out the window and see the tree. Now, the moment you see it, but be sure that you see it without adding anything to it. No information about what you're looking at. None that it's green, and it's a leaf, and it's on a tree. No information. Just see it. Now let it see you. Now if you had a little experience with that, go on and look at something else. Looking at pictures is interesting, and outside is very interesting. It's not just the furniture. So that's more difficult. Now see it. Whatever you're looking at, see it. Again, don't say, aha, now I'm seeing it, aha, I'm not seeing it, aha. Don't have inside conversations with yourself about what you're doing. If you don't see it, you don't see it, that's all, and look for something that you could see. And to see without information is not easy. We're used to informing ourselves and others about what we're doing. Description is so often displaces seeing. Describing what you see keeps you from seeing it. Description and information keep us from having a direct experience with anything. We're so busy, oh, we're having fun, oh, I've got the right people here. Everything's just right. The important people are here. Oh, the non-important people are here. Oh, everything's just fine. The leaf is green. It grows on a tree. We teach this to our children. We give them information that keeps them from their own source. Power, their intuition, the X area. These are little simple exercises, if done with some regularity, helps cleanse a little bit of that continuing and continuous phenomenon of mixing information with real learning. My husband said that information is a poor form, a weak form of education. And mostly that's all people get. They get information. Where Austria is, where Japan is. Not that it matters, I suppose you should know those things. But that shouldn't be the entire sphere of education. Okay, now look at something, now see it. And you can actually get a group. And if you're in the arts and the acting and so on, very important that you don't do it by list. I know a couple of actors and they spend they have to hammer a nail. They get nails and hammer, and now you have to do it so many times and so many times and so. See something. Now, begin to trust your intuition. Begin to trust the self that's very, very rarely used. Begin to trust your own treasure house. The moment you see something, without informing yourself what it is you're seeing, that's not easy, but try. Let it see you. Anybody have a little perk? Speak out.
Yes.
What happened?
I noticed that I was...
Speak up!
I was looking at this clock, and when you side coach to let it see you, it seemed to have a life of its own.
Exactly! You see what she said? That's what we're trying to do. Now, no information and non-interference, its own life. Every own life, and we're always intruding and taking that life away from objects and so on, and the toys, experiences, people. We always have to be in there, tearing it up and so on. See, this is the world of the artist, the actor, the painter, the writer, if we can get into this pure situation. But by allowing things their own life, this is what I think happens when people take certain kinds of dope, like pot or peyote, the religious cactus. Each thing takes on its own special life. And there's a joy in allowing something to take on its own life. Because you're allowed yours then. I mean, you can figure out the value of such a thing. Okay, anything else? Or would you say this has value for you?
Yes.
Now, do this when you're walking down the street. You see, we tend to make it a special little thing, and it's just a workshop, and da 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 da. But this is for everyday use. Especially those out here, you work in gardens a lot. And do it. It's a wonderful way to spend the afternoon, or an hour in the afternoon, or an hour in the garden. Just look at what you're looking at, and let it see you, and you won't be wasting your time.
No, I always feel
okay.
That I can...
What?
I always feel that I can have a conversation.
You have a conversation with what's
with
emerging.
Object, right.
Well, in a way you do, I guess. Yeah, that's interesting.
A non-verbal gesture.
Well, yeah, let's say we're all connected.
Gary, I have that.
You what?
It just, when I was listening to all of this and I was thinking that it's as you apply it to other people, not just objects, the idea that you just give them their own life, and you know, you see them without putting information on them. It's a really loving way.
Oh, definitely. Without a
thought. At people and other things. And probably attracts at the same way. It's a really nice, loving way.
I never thought of that, yeah. You don't make assumptions.
Right. You don't make your thing happen on the other person.
You see, and this is also valuable for the actor. Who's busy taking a script and figuring out what to do with it. He cheats himself of himself, unless he has an unusual talent, and the unusual talent seems to understand him without doing anything about it. He cheats himself with his own experiences, his own wealth, not even his experiences. This goes beyond experience, I think. Now walk around. Let the space through you and you through the space. And let your head rest upon its own pedestal. Okay, as you walk around, your players are visible. Your fellow players are visible. See your fellow players, they're visible. And the space around them is invisible. Now change. The space is visible and the players are invisible. A lot of these things you don't get right away, and you may never really actually get them, but try. It's a very interesting experience to have. If you have a little bit of the experience, some people have to do it 10 times before they get it. Your players are visible. And the space is invisible. You can't see the space. But you can see the players. Right, now change and make the players invisible. Players visible, space invisible. Visible space, invisible players. Or now change back and forth on your own a couple of times and see if you're able to. Or you may need a side coaching. Okay, now walk around again. Or touch something. Now the moment you feel what you're touching, let it touch you. Okay, now walk on. Allow your body to align itself. That's a good side coach to give yourself from time to time. Let your body align itself. In other words, stay out of as much as you can. And let the body take over. Keep your head, rest your head on its own pedestal. Let your body align itself. Even if you just do it the minute or two you're doing the walk and then you go back to your own old slouch, it will help. Or now touch something again. And again, this is nice to do with flowers or leaves or stuff like that, things of that sort. Now the moment you feel it, let it feel you. And move on to something else. Again, have the experience of feeling it and then letting it feel you. And now walk around. Let the space flow through you and you flow through the space. Think of your physical equipment. Your eyes, your ears, I guess you'd say your brain. These are your physical equipment. And you put them that are stationary, they cannot be moved. We will not be moved. Okay, they cannot be moved. But you don't see with your eye. You see through your eye. Just as you're letting the space flow through you, and you flow through the space, now you're going to let your sight be the free spirit, and your sight can flow anywhere you wish it to flow. And in this case, you let it go through the equipment that was set up for it, which is your eye. So let your eye, so penetrate the space with your sight through your eye. Let the sight flow through your eye. Now look around the room, not with your eye, but with your sight that you're letting flow through your eye. Now as you walk around, let your sight go through the window and let it return to you. Send your sight out through something physical, like a window or a wall. And let it go through the window or through the wall. And then let it return. Let's see if we can get a little experience. That's all we're after, little perks, little experiences. And let your sight go through a window, if you're in a windowed room. And let it return. Now send your sight in other places. Send it through the solid. Who knows? Time may come when you can walk through those solid pieces. Now let your sight go through. See, when you do spacewalks, there are no forbidden. There are no no-nos because you're stuck with what you got. And you got more than you use. And that's for sure. Okay, as you walk, see your fellow player. Now, the moment you really see your fellow player, let him see you. Let your fellow player see you. As you pass your fellow player, see your fellow player. And when you really see your fellow player, let your fellow player see you. Isn't that nice the way it opens up everything? Now you're going to walk. And as you pass your fellow player, you're going to occlude him. You're not going to see him or her, but really, with your eyes open, occlude. Don't see. Look, but don't see. Eyes open. Do not see. Don't see your fellow player. You think how often you do that in a day. Now, as you pass your fellow player, occlude him. Shut him off. I now see your fellow player. Occlude. See. Now look around the room and shut off what you're looking at. Shut it off. See. Okay, to walk around the room, see something. See an arrangement of some kind. Now I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. And when you open your eyes, look at what you're seeing without labeling anything. Unlabeled. Look at it unlabeled. Close your eyes. Open. And look at another arrangement, the furniture, people sitting, anything. Now close your eyes. Now look unlabeled. Open. Move around. Look again. Open. Look unlabeled. Anybody have a new experience? Okay. Now we're going to, this is going to be our last exercise. Oh, let's shake up the space. Shake up the space. Shake up the space. Go under it, over it, through it. It's your back. It's your behind. It's the side of your body. It's all of you. Almost dancing. You're doing fancy dancing. Okay. All right. Now you're going to walk in very slow motion. Now the distinction here is not to walk slowly, but to walk in slow motion. Proper slow motion creates a flow. It's not a stop and start. So even when, there we go, it's not a stop and start. It's slow motion. The space around you is in slow. As you pass your fellow player or an object in the room, look at them in slow motion. When you pass your fellow player, say hello or anything, a little bit of conversation, in slow motion. Little more. Now, some of you are moving slowly and not in slow motion. The space around you is in slow motion. The space around you. Some of you are just waving your arms around. And moving your whole body and slow. Now this is an excellent exercise to be used whenever you find yourself in crisis. And you're in the middle of a fight, say to yourself, slow motion. See what begins to happen. Now all just stand still for a moment in slow motion. Now if you're absolutely still, you're not in slow motion. Do you realize that? In slow motion. Your body, your blood is circulating in slow motion. Oh, now move around in slow. Now move in a few dance movements, just any kind of arm movement or something. just any kind of a mountain, dancing with it, and slowly. Try not to cut it short. You find yourself cutting it short, that means your head's telling you what to do. You're not letting your body flow. Let 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 your body flow. That's better. Now let your body flow through you, around you, inside of you. Don't you dance, just move your space in slow motion. Move your space in slow motion. And you needn't dance. You don't have to dance. You're thinking of dancing in your head. And we want to stay in the space. So move, yes, there we go. Now we're getting it. Move the space in slow motion. Move the space in slow motion. Remember, you can still take a ride on your own body all the way through. You're just the observer of what's going on. You're just the observer of what you're doing. You're not doing it. You're letting the space support you. You're just the observer. The space is supporting you. You stay out of it. You stay out of it. Dance small, big wide dance steps, big wide dance steps, and slow motion. Let your body take you, let your body take you, slow motion. Move up and down and around, and let the slow motion start with the bottom of your feet and go all. You're moving the space and not your body. You're moving the space and not your body. You're moving the space and not your body. And you're taking a ride on your own body as you view the scenery around you. And let your sight flow out of your eyes. And let your hearing come out, flow through you. And you are part of the space, not separated. You're one. You're one with the space. You're one with your world. You're one with your fellow player. You are one. One. Just move the space, not your body. Beautiful movement. It would be nice to have had a video of this. You all feel nicely moving the space? You all look like dancers. You all look like lovely dancers. Okay. Now call out the moon. Louder! Well, that's it, dear people. And thank you.